Headphones, no headphones, or just talking?
No headphones today, but yeah, you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, and I am your host, which is Johnny Moto. This is the AV industry's leading podcast network on Rave Radio. I'm your host, if you didn't catch it already, Johnny Moto, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We're proud to be here, and we're even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Today, I'm joined by Joseph, or Joe, Martinez, depending on how I say that, right or wrong, you can correct me, with OWI. Hey, Joe, thanks for taking the time to be here today.
Hey, thanks so much, Johnny. Great to be here.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to have you. And now, for people that aren't familiar with OWI, can you tell me a little bit about the company?
Yeah, OWI established in 1978, so we're, 41 plus years in business. Started off as a small family-owned business coming across from Japan and, coming across here. In 1990, actually, we started doing more stuff made in the USA and still doing some stuff abroad. But a lot of small things here, working on the niche market and niche, however you want to call that, depending where you're from.
Right.
I'm not French, so I say niche.
There you go.
But, that's what we do, a lot of niche stuff. Speakers, amplified speakers for classrooms and meeting more guidelines of, NFPA 72, ADA laws, rules and compliance for classrooms, meeting rooms, training rooms, and all such. So.
Now, being such a niche market like that, and that seems what you specialize in, is that doing well as a business model?
It's a tough market, yeah, but it is a good market there. We do a little bit things different, like I said, being on the niche market side. Some of the amplified speakers and stuff, we meet all the regulations. While some of them meet the basic standard, we go above and beyond that, and we meet the standard and above. And what I mean by that is, for example, if we're talking about, a classroom setting and the emergency comes off and it's supposed to shut off all the speakers in the classroom so that there's no conflict at all whatsoever within the classroom with the television or the projector or any other sound, the local classroom audio gets automatically shunted off and muted. What happens there is the emergency message then comes across and you can say, hey, for example, Johnny, come to the front office, or hey, tornado's coming, get under your desk.
Yeah.
So there's no conflicting issues with the monitors that are currently in the room. We're one of the only few brands that allow that to happen and make that work. So it shunts off and goes. Other companies, they might have a shunt, but what we do and where we exceed ourselves is that we also comply with the ADA compliance, which says that everybody within the classroom that can't hear very well, when they hit through our system, they even hear the mass notification or emergency message that comes across, which puts us to our advantage and being on the niche side. Hey, do you want your people who can't hear very well to hear the emergency message or not?
Right.
So we find that as a true safety feature and try to sell that feature to everybody.
Yeah, normally at this point in time, I'd ask you, with all these AV companies in the world, how does OWI separate yourself from the pack? But I think you kind of just explained it to me.
Yeah, one of the features that we do, but yeah.
Yeah, well, being with these sort of niche thing, like with me in the podcast, typically I try to, I like to get the big names, like Google, for example, I've had on the show a few times. And that's great, don't get me wrong, but I actually kind of like hearing the story of the smaller companies and the ones that you don't really hear about that, mm-hmm. like, let's say Google in this instance will end up buying because they're so different than everyone else. And they're like, I need that in my company.
Got it.
Right.
Yep.
So I feel like OWI is kind of like that in its own way, saying, okay, we're doing these niche markets, but there's a reason for it.
Yes.
Right. And so, obviously you told me just now that, that's one of the reasons that you separate yourself. But again, just I'll say, how would you say that OWI is different than everyone else aside being in these sort of niche market applications?
We are a smaller company. We do try to do things there for everybody. We do try to cater directly to our, customers and installers. We pride ourselves in customer service and things right there. Not saying that nobody's ever had a problem or anything like that. The biggest thing is when there is an issue or a problem, we address it because we're a small family-owned business. We do address it pretty quickly and take care of it for our customers immediately, because you're only as strong as your company is and your service. So if there is a problem or an issue, sometimes I'll even fly out to the problem within a couple of days and take care of the problem should there be any.
Wow, that's something pretty unheard of, honestly.
Yeah, it's a great sign, right?
Yeah, that's good. Approachable, relatable in a way, in a smaller company, but you can reach out if you need to, and if the problem needs to be solved, you can go take care of it.
Pretty much go take care of it. If you can't take care of it over the phone, we'll just be able to sit there and say, hey, let's see if we have somebody local. If not, in worst case scenario, I've gone out a few times.
Yeah.
And a majority of times, yes, there have been problems. Have they been related to our product? No, it just appears that way because we're the speaker. Speaker makes a sound. Speaker must have the problem.
Yeah.
But,
right? If only it was that simple.
Correct.
Yeah.
I always tell people, it's like your car is not working. the battery's dead. What is it? I don't know. You know, left the lights on? I don't know, but the car's not working, so it's broken.
Yeah.
You know, kind of that issue.
Yeah, well, so what booth are you at? Because this is streaming right now, so like, let's say someone's listening right now, where can I go to your booth and look at stuff?
2429, you know, you can see us there. You can ask for me specifically, Joe. Tell me you heard me on the station. You know, give you a free gift. How about that?
There you go.
Come now, listen, you got a free gift for you.
Now, for the people that are listening after the show, they're not here, but they're listening from home or they're hearing a week later, where can we all go to learn more about the company?
You can go to our website, which is www.owi-inc.com. I'll repeat that just in case. That's www.owi-inc.com. And if you want to email, same domain, just my name is Joe, J-O-E. At owi-inc.com.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. That pretty much does it for my questioning today. And that pretty much does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. So if you're out there and you want to listen to all of our live podcasts and or read or watch all of our Infocom coverage, simply head over to our microsite, which is raypubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando right now and you want to come say hi, you want to come bother me, give me a high five, bring me coffee or water, I'll take any or all. Come by the Peerless AV booth, 3429, and say hi. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Joe, thank you for your time. Again, the Trade Show Minute brought to you by Peerless AV.